This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Jason Garrett, will he be relieved of his duties as of Monday if the Cowboys get dismantled? 877-881-1053. But Kevin, real quick, you know, Sharif posted on Facebook.
Yeah, that was nice of him.
A very kind post. It's right, and we would love for all of y'all to go like and comment on this post. It says, hey, everyone, love you all and wish I could hug every single one of you. In the meantime, just follow the KNC masterpiece and that'll make me smile, hugs and kisses. And Kevin, wow. In a tweet like that, a Facebook post like that, you get a lot of people saying such a great person, you know, love KNC, thought you were leaving. But what else would you expect to see on any Sean Sharif post?
Something about how there's nothing on tonight.
Quick question, way off topic. If the Saints win the Super Bowl, does Dez still get a ring? So somebody's even in this, sure. They're asking about sports, and that's the way Sean Sharif's life go.
I would suggest you post on it now. I'm going to say over under 20 minutes that post remains up on Facebook.
Gotta hurry. It's on Facebook right now.
So I have a theory, a hypothesis, if you will. Want to see if you guys believe
in
that? No.
It's not even a type of triangle. That's an angle on the triangle.
But I'm so sad that we all knew what you meant. God, my life is... I mean, at least I got that Sharif post to prop me up. Thanks, buddy. 877-881-1053. If this happens, if the Cowboys get blown out, will Jason Garrett get fired on Monday? Now, I know your initial thought is... No. Why are they going to fire him now? Well, I take you back to Sunday, November 7th, 2010. Listen to these similarities, for they are astonishing. 2010 Cowboys struggling going into a Sunday night football game.
What was it? Do you happen to know their record at
yes,
that time?
Yes, I do. They were 1-6, and they had lost 4 straight. Oof. These Cowboys are 3-5. They've lost 3 of their last 4.
All right.
They're going into a Sunday night football game, just like now, against a historical rival, then the Packers, now the Eagles, just like now.
Ooh.
At the beginning of November, just like now. And they get destroyed. 45-7. And then Wade Phillips, who everyone said, well, they're not going to fire him in the middle of the season, gets fired. The similarities are astonishing. The teams, they're almost on the same trajectory right down to the losing streak. They're almost on the exact same date. The date is 3 or 4 days apart.
Ooh.
It's also on a Sunday night football game. It's also against a historical rival. And it also has the potential for them to get their asses handed to them. If all of these things happen, and I'm not saying like, oh, the Cowboys lost 24-17, or let's be honest, like 10-8. Let's say that it's 38-3 or something like that. Would that be the thing that you'd be like, it's over?
All right, let me.
Because they thought the team quit on Wade, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what has Brian Broaddus said time after time after time. You see it on Twitter every day.
No.
That's
true.
You see that about 50 times a day.
Okay.
But every day I see on Twitter Broaddus answering the question to somebody asking about Jason Garrett's job and saying it would have to be evident that the team quit on Jason. And one of the things that you can always look at, like you said, they'd lost 4 in a row. That was their 5th straight loss whenever they decided to relieve him
of his
duties.
This would be your 4th loss in 5 games.
Yeah.
So it's not like you're that far off.
Aside from the injury-riddled season with Romo, Jason Garrett hasn't had a 5, you know, 4 straight losses game or season at all. Because most of the time he gets guys to what was the thing every time they're about to be 2 games under 500
they win
a game, and so he's always had them teetering. So Jason or Jerry would say, I'm not gonna move on from that. I mean, he's got them coming back right there, right in the middle, always on either side. He kind of comes back to the happy medium, and I think that's the thing. The question is, will this be enough? If he loses to the Eagles, who, you're right, are a historical rival, if he loses to the Eagles, will it be enough to convince Jerry Jones that this team is out of the playoffs? Because if it doesn't convince Jerry Jones they're out of the playoffs, then I think you have a problem. And here's one of the things that I think should help. We talked about this the other night with our statistics about six lost teams making it into the playoffs. And Babe Laufenberg took it a little bit further. Babe Laufenberg has infected my life with a lot of stats lately, Kevin. The Cowboys are 3-5. Since 1990, 158 teams have started 4-5. 22 made the playoffs, 6%. 132 have started 3-6. Four of those have made the playoffs, 0.8%. The number gets really small. That's what he said. 3-6. Four out of 132. Is that 0.8?
Those percentages are wrong.
What's that's the percentage?
Okay. It's like 3%.
All right, 3%. Either way.
It's still poor.
3% is
it's
small.
Poor.
Okay?
Yes.
That's a very small percentage of making the playoffs. And even if you get to the playoffs as a six-loss team, which you got to run the table pretty much to get there, you are not going to have a good chance of winning. In addition to that, since 2000, 31 times, a coach has been fired midseason. No interim coach has led the team to the playoffs. No guy that's been like, hey, I'm going to take this team over now, has ever taken his team to the playoffs. Only one of the 31 coaches, and this is Babe Laufenberg again, has finished two games over 500. Only one time out of those 31 times,
I know who it is,
has a coach finished two games over 500. Do you know who it was?
It was Garrett.
It was Jason Garrett.
Okay, my brain just fired off Steve DeBerg.
So if Jerry Jones looks at it and says, this season is lost, there's no chance for us to get to the playoffs, I'm done with Garrett, then I can see him making the move and saying, let's let him go. If, however, Jerry Jones does not believe that there is no more hope for this team to make the playoffs, Jason Garrett's going to be here no matter what come next week.
I just don't see how, if that scenario played out. Because, like, look at the trajectory of your team. You lost to a Redskins team that's not very good. Save the text messages about they're in first place. They just got their doors blown off by the Falcons. That team is not very good.
Right.
They happen to lead a division that's not very good. Then, at home, they got crushed pretty good by a terrible Titans team. Then if you were to get demolished by a mediocre Eagles team that has struggled to get over 500 all season long, what the hell are you doing this for? Because you realize if the Cowboys lose on Sunday, best case scenario, there would be six teams in the NFL with a worse record than them. That's best case scenario. Worst case scenario, three. So, like, if you lose this game, you will have lost four of your last five. And I would argue that the last three losses, none of them were to particularly good teams. And if you get your doors blown off, you've lost each game by more and more points. And then you'll be going up against a Falcons team that seems to be surging, a Redskins team, well, hell, you already lost to them. And then you play the Saints, who are probably the best team in the NFL. So if you just want to hold off until 3 weeks, until you get embarrassed the week after Thanksgiving, I guess. But to your point, if you get run off the field, like I'm talking 38-6, 38-3, and he stays as the coach, I don't know what the message is, that it doesn't really matter what happens.
The only flaw I see in your hypothesis is the fact that I don't see the other Jason Garrett that's on this current team, the guy that you can say that Jerry wants to be the head coach.
So you're like with Wade Phillips.
Right.
Jerry was like, and that's what I was about to get to. Yeah, there is no coach in waiting right now. And
not Richard.
He wanted to push Jason Garrett into that role as soon as he could. So he was looking for any moment to get Wade Phillips out of there.
You don't think this would be a great Chris Richard proving ground, like Kevin
what
said?
What is Chris Richard proving?
What did Jason Garrett prove?
No, that's fine, but Chris Richard hasn't proven anything.
That's why you give him 8 weeks.
Unless you're sitting here thinking that Jerry Jones is already in that mindset of, yeah, I can't wait to get him in there. He took a defense as the secondary coach. He helped create a great secondary with the Legion of Boom. From there on, they went from first and fourth place in defense to 22nd and 27th as a defense overall when he started becoming the defensive coordinator of that team. And now he's calling plays, and you saw what happened against the Titans the other night. They couldn't stop anybody on third down. That's your defense. That's the guy that's calling your defense right now. Why are you promoting him to head coach?
Oh, that's easy. That's easy, Corey. You're looking at this from far too conventional wisdom of logic. Chris Richard, this is why he'll get promoted. You know how many times he's been a head coach?
Zero.
Never.
Okay.
Which means who gets the credit if he succeeds? Jerry Jones. And why do you think Jason Garrett got promoted to be the head coach to begin with? Save me this nonsense about, oh, we thought he was an offensive blah, 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 blah. No. Because Jerry Jones only wants one thing more than he wants to win the Super Bowl. He wants to get credit for why they won the Super Bowl. And Chris Richard has never been a head coach in college football or in the pros. So if Jerry Jones, the maverick that he is, went ahead and hired Chris Richard as the head coach, at least in the interim basis, see how he does, then maybe promote him to head coach, he will be able to take the credit for having the balls to make the move to put Chris Richard in there. And that's what he cares about.
The only actual logic...
First of all, you don't disagree with that, do you?
I don't.
Okay.
And the only actual logic behind it is you were to take a head coach that's conservative and somebody that's, you know, plays it by the book, and you look over at Richard. What does he not do? He's not conservative. He blitzes more. He goes after it more. He does things more. So if you're looking for a change of attitude, that's really the only logic behind doing this move. If you're looking for a change in attitude and you're looking for, hey, we need more killer instinct, then maybe that's the only reason why you do this move. On the logic side, I can understand what you just said.
Right.
But there's no logic behind it, but it's a very cowboy thing to do. So...
I would argue a little bit more on the logic side. Like, you know how I feel about the ego side, and I think that's what could make this go into play.
Right.
But on the logic side, here's the argument I'll put forth to you. Like, I heard what Corey said. If you fire a coach in the middle of the season, you're pretty much admitting that your season is a lost cause. But then again, you heard his statistics about teams that are 3-6. If you're 3-6 and you just got run by Philadelphia, isn't your season already a lost cause?
Mm-hmm.
So instead of lame ducking this out for the next 7 games, why not start putting the pieces into place? Like, that's something.
But
that,
you better be sure, right? Like, you better be sure Richard's the guy.
No, you don't have to be
otherwise,
sure.
Otherwise, you're like, what are you doing with that?
But see, I don't think I'm with Colby there. I don't think you have to be sure for those 7 games, because that's why you tag the interim on him to see what happens. Like, that is one good thing that I thought the Rangers started to do when it was clear it was a lame duck season. The Mavericks did this at the end of last season. When it was clear it was over, we started building for the future. And if the Cowboys get destroyed Sunday night right here on The Fan, which, by the way, if anyone's complaining, I hope to God they don't. In my brain, I think that Washington might lose on Sunday. And if the Cowboys could win, then all of a sudden they're one game out of first again. So I'm not going to give up on that. I'm just saying, if it happens, your season is over and it's time to do something.
It's a good point, too, because I'm also thinking about when Wash got let go. Who was the guy that they moved in as the interim?
Tim Bogard.
And I think all of us, we saw kind of the team respond to him. We were like, hey, whoa, this is the guy. And then all of a sudden they were like, no, it's not. But now if the Richard goes in, fails, doesn't get the team to respond for whatever reason, then you have another coaching search in this offseason.
Exactly.
You're going to have to probably reboot this whole thing all over, unless you're saying, okay, we'll do it for 1 year, see if he can make Dak work. And then I want to see Dak with a different offensive coordinator.
Right.
No doubt about that. I'm fine with that. And I'm fine with Jason moving on from Jason Garrett too, because we're just not getting any, we're not making the upward progress that I want to see from the whole thing. But I'm trying to figure out what reason to just go ahead and do it other than seeing what Richard can do for you.
I actually have your reason, Corey. The one thing that you've seen on social media and you've seen and you've heard on the fan text and everywhere else, the most we've heard of is less hope and a whole lot of apathy. A whole lot of apathy, and it's oftentimes directed at your head coach, which is going to lead to start saying, hey, we're not making as much money on this thing as we normally do. I mean, apathy doesn't make you money. What if you say, hey, you know what? We got rid of that guy, and that new coach everybody's happy about, he's in charge. That's it.
There's another thing that just came up, and maybe we haven't talked about this a lot. Maybe you guys think it's a big deal, maybe not, and maybe we'll explore this next week. But I would make another argument based off of what Troy Aikman said this week. If you don't have a guy that you think could take over, isn't that another failing of the franchise? Like, I'm not saying that you have to say, well, we need to make Chris Richard the next head coach. But if you don't have somebody on your staff that you think could be the next head coach, then what the hell are we doing?
So basically what you're saying is we got to convince the team to quit on Garrett Sunday night.
I don't think you do.
Or have they already?
But that's the thing is, like, I'm not entirely sure if them quitting is what gets them blown out. I just think that it's improper philosophy. It's flawed philosophy that is outdated football that is making you lose. And when you play against a team that's even competent, you lose. And I'm not saying that they quit. I think it's that their coach can't operate in 2018's NFL.
Well, I was just suggesting, I have an in with Taco. He recently liked one of my tweets. So maybe, and we'll talk about it in Forgiveness Friday. Maybe, just maybe, I can get him to say, hey guys, Corey told me we should quit to get Garrett out of here. We'll see. I don't know.
I don't think he's going to like that tweet.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.